for some signs too. I'll let him explain why he wanted to go another direction.
Sure.
As of right now, it's lotted out. Of course, that's secondary to the zoning. All right.
If the applicant would like to step back forward, please. You don't need to restate your name and everything.
The reason I'm... So I've already got technically a CUP for it, but just in changing the... who it's going to be under, the property's going to be under. That's the reason I just went for C1 instead of an actual CUP permit. But same thing.
Yeah, because we changed it to something so then you could get a conditional use. Is that right? We've looked at this before.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, I think I had to change it.
Change it to ag from residential?
Or something. Yeah, I think so. I don't...
What did we do? Do you remember?
I definitely got a CUP permit on this.
Yes.
Yeah, we did residential to ag, okay. And then you could get a conditional use, and now you're just trying to get it changed so you don't have to go through conditional use if you ever sell it.
Correct. Or really it's because I got it under the current owner's name, and I
need it doesn't to work for him.
Right. Gotcha. Yeah.
I think it's with a 100-foot wide parcel there, it's pretty limited to know what it's going to be used for.
Right.
Any further questions, please? Okay. If there's no further discussion or questions, is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak in favor or opposed to? Presley? Okay. At this time, I'll close the public hearing and we'll move to a vote.
Move to approve order number 01-21-2025-02, changing it from A1 to C1.
Second. I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir. All right. That will conclude our public hearings for the day on rezoning request. We'll move to our next order of business, which is the agreement for household hazardous waste removal services, file number 25-003, PZ, planning and zoning. Did I miss something? Okay. We can get her down here. I don't know that we need to. We do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated January 16th, 2025, approving the agreement as the form.
For us to be able to take our stuff to them.
Yes, or to have
them come.
Yeah, Clean Harbor.
The only question I have is, I guess there's some stuff that's not necessarily. Some of the terms and conditions don't match with some of the other terms and conditions. Did he clean those up in our contract that we have or no? No, it'd be part of their contract agreements. Look at number 1. Terms and conditions set forth in the contract documents are incorporated herein by reference. However, in the event of a conflict between any of the foregoing contract documents and this agreement, the terms and conditions of this agreement shall prevail. So.
Okay.
You guys have any questions?
I don't.
No. You're move to approve the agreement for household hazardous waste and removal services by and between Taney County and Clean Harbor Environmental Services Incorporated.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next on our agenda, we have the approval of the 2024 financial statement. I don't know who is supposed to be presenting that. Oh, Ms. Stephanie is here. Okay. I didn't see her. She was hiding behind the sheriff.
Good morning, Commission.
Good morning. Good morning. With us, we have Taney County Clerk, Ms. Stephanie Spencer.
Yes. At the end of each year, I, the county clerk, am required to compile the Taney County financial statement per Missouri Statute 50.815. I then present it to the commission for their approval and afterward have it printed in the local newspaper. Upon receiving affidavit of printing in the newspaper, I am then required to report the financial statement to the Missouri State Auditor. As a first-class county, we must include the following elements in our financial statement: a summary of receipts of each fund of the county for the year, a summary of the disbursements and transfers of each fund of the county for the year, a statement of the cash balance at the beginning and the end of the year for each fund within the county, a summary of delinquent taxes and other due bills for each fund of the county, a summary of warrants of each fund of the county outstanding at the end of the year, a statement of bonded indebtedness, if any, at the beginning and the end of the year for each fund of the county, and a statement of tax levies of each fund of the county for the year. In cooperation with the county collector, the treasurer, and the auditor, I have compiled the required data and have had each elected official review their respective section of the statement. For accuracy, I now present the 2024 Taney County financial statement to the commission for your review and approval, after which it will be signed by the three commissioners, myself, the treasurer, and the auditor, and submitted for publication in the paper.
We added a couple signatures on there, even though they're not necessarily required by statute. You guys all three agreed? Everything's good?
We did.
Okay. Move to approve, accept, and enter into the record the financial statement for 2024 as presented.
Second. I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion?
Commissioner Keyes, you might read the last paragraph there just so you know what you're... I don't think there's any problems. I just want you to be aware of what...
And I do have all reports for the office if you would like to review.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, so we do have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, Commission.
Thank you. That is our last order of business we have down here this morning. It is 11:10 a.m. We'll be in recess at this time. We are scheduled for our daily staff review and a budget discussion upstairs. Was it 9:30? We're running a little behind. 11:11, we'll be in recess.